episode 3 of our podcast. If you're returning, welcome back. Thank you. If you're a new listener, I'll explain the show real quick. This is just a show where me and my friends drink a little bit and talk about strange, obscure animals from around the world. So this podcast is broadcasted on Basement Buzz. You can find it there and check out all the other cool podcasts that are featured on there as well. So I'm here with two guests tonight. I'll let them introduce themselves.
Y'all know it's Cardi B.
Jaeger McBulgy.
Jaeger and Cardi. All right, guys. Well, so before each show, I just want to tell everyone that I'm not an expert on animals. My two guests, Jaeger and Cardi over here, are not experts either. So if anything's wrong, just let us know in the comments. I'd love to hear from you guys. All right. So we got an interesting one today, guys. We went from sea creatures to insects, and now we're talking about one that I think most people hate, snakes. All right. We got some messed up snakes today that I never heard of before. Well, I've heard of one. But this first one, it's called the coastal taipan. What a name, huh?
Woo!
So, some basic information about a coastal taipan. They're found in Australia and New Guinea. So, just another reason not to go to Australia, I think. It's kind
of
like...
This is like the third week or something in Australia.
It's a theme. I think.
Yeah.
We should just change the show to Australian animals.
Shannon, I love them, my buddy.
All right, so their average length is around 6.5 feet.
Ooh.
So, it's pretty big. That makes them the largest poisonous snake in Australia. Fun stuff.
It's large.
They can grow longer. The longest on record was 9.5 feet long. But scientists believe that some exist that are up to 11 feet long.
So how does it work? Like it's between 9 and 11?
It's between, on average, 6.5.
Oh.
But the biggest has been 9.5.
Oh.
And they think there's even bigger.
You know how some snakes are bigger than others?
So they think or they saw them?
They think. They don't know about 11 feet. 9.5 they did find. Yeah.
You know, it's good facts.
They weigh around 6.5 pounds. And they're dark brown colored on their back. And like a cream colored underside.
That's crazy. A pound a foot.
Yeah, dude. That's a real good weight to length ratio, huh?
Yeah.
All right, so now onto their bite. They have the third most toxic snake venom in the world. I don't remember which one it's behind, but there's only two. The venom paralyzes the nerves of your heart, lungs, and diaphragm, leading to suffocation. No breathing.
So it doesn't bite? It just suffocates you?
No, it bites.
Oh, but it does both?
Venom makes you suffocate.
Oh. Yeah.
So when it bites you, you feel like you're choking.
Yeah.
Well, I thought like...
No air.
It goes all around you and...
No, it's not that big. It's not one of those. That comes up in the trivia game, man. So I'm going to ask you that question first.
Yeah, can't wait for that.
All right. The venom also attacks and destroys muscle and skin tissue. So it like decays... area where it bit, so it's kind of gnarly looking.
It eats at you.
Yeah, like a lot of things in life. They typically feed on mice and rats, which is how they come in contact with humans on farms in these coastal regions. Yeah. They're sort of calm, but if they're threatened, they will bite. And when they bite, they tend to bite more than once, so they just bite over and over again until the job is done.
I like it because it's consistent.
You know what?
Hard workers, you know, with driven.
Is this your interview or what?
Yeah, I'm just practicing, but no, it's a good animal, you know?
I'm a hard worker?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going
to... Task-oriented?
If you're going
to... It's just sad you can't get the job done once.
Dude, if you're going to go for the kill, you might as well go for the kill.
Once and it's done.
I don't know, both of them. Shining a love on my body.
Okay, so there has been an anti-venom developed. So not as many deaths occur unless medical attention can't be reached, which is possible in these areas. So I guess some people have died, but not so much recently.
I wouldn't die, you know? Yeah. They say they weak die.
You just squeeze the venom out?
It's a law of maybe you'll survivorship, have, you know? Only the weak die.
Maybe you'll get some powers.
Yeah.
Turn into a Venom, dude. Like that movie coming out, man.
I don't know. I did that video clip. It's my new hit coming up, and it's with the biggest snake, you know? I could talk to the producers and tell them to go to Australia and get one of those snakes for my next video.
Honestly, dude?
That's weird. I heard the biggest snake rained in my pants.
Well, that's definitely false.
Not get that one.
That's definitely false.
You're in an upset.
Ooh. All right. So now we're at the first trivia part of the show, okay? So Game for those time. Of you that don't know, it's called Take a Shot at It. And I basically ask a multiple choice question to one of my guests. And if they get it wrong, they take a shot. If they get it right, I take a shot. So you ready? Mr. Cardi?
Party with Cardi.
All right. So, what snake species consists of the largest snakes? You ready?
Yeah.
A, green anaconda.
Woo!
B, African rock python. C, Burmese python. Or D, yellow anaconda.
Let's say it's one of the two anacondas.
Ooh, we're going for the anacondas, huh?
Anaconda is my thing.
That's Nicki Minaj's thing, Cardi.
Who the bitch?
Who you talking to, ho?
Green or yellow, right?
Yeah. That's the anacondas.
I think I'm gonna go with...
What's your favorite color? Out of the two.
Yeah, it's hard, but I think... I'm gonna go with the green anaconda.
Green, final answer.
Yes.
Green, the powerful color, man. Good fucking guess. Yeah, alright, so...
Before, it's a good answer?
Yeah, you got it right, dude. You did know about snakes that choke you. Alright, so... To give a little background, the green anacondas on average are 17 feet long. But some can grow up to 30 feet. And they weigh 550 pounds, dude.
From the liter.
It's your squat max?
No, that's my new implants I got.
550-pound snake, dude? That's insane. Dude, what's the math on 30-foot snake that weighs 550 pounds? You did the math earlier, man.
I got all that for you, man.
Come on, dude. Jaeger?
It's like almost 18. I want to say like 18 pounds.
If anyone wants to use a calculator and check that,
18
you can
pounds
just,
per
you
foot.
Can let us know.
17 to 18.
Have you guys ever been bitten by a snake?
Depends.
Shut up.
What you call a snake?
Oh, wait. I got to take this shot. Oh, Jesus. Someone pour this. Oh, God. We got leftover vodka, so no one else wanted it, so you know it's going to be delicious.
Is it vodka? It's jungle juice.
Ooh, vodka. Well, when I mix it, it'll become jungle juice. Know what I mean?
Let me see that.
Cheers, pals.
Shining and loving my buddy.
Wow.
Oh, God. Okay. I hope someone else has to take the next one. All right, so you guys ready for this second snake? This one will sound familiar to basketball fans around the world. It's the Black Mamba.
Mambo?
Mambo.
Oh, Mamba.
Mamba. Sugar Mama. All right, Black Mamba, a.k.a. Kobe Bryant. So some basic info about the Black Mamba. You all right over there, Jaeger?
Oh, yeah. Jaeger McGoldie.
He's zoning out on us. All right. So they live in southern and eastern Africa. They are 8.2 feet in length on average, so a little longer than the coastal taipan, but they can grow up to 14 feet long, but they only weigh around 3.5 pounds. What's that math again? 8.2 feet, 3.5 pounds.
Jaeger, you suck.
About half a pound per...
Good job.
Yeah.
It's one of the fastest snakes in the world. It can slither up to 12 and a half miles per hour.
Slither creatures.
And they slither like with their head off the ground and like three quarters of their body off the ground. So it's kind of.
It's like a belly dancer.
Yeah. If they're really thin and slid on the ground.
Oh.
So how they look, they're actually not black on the outside. They're like brown or grayish. Where they get their name is from the black inside of their mouth that they show when they're scared. So they like stand up and hiss, and the inside of their mouth is black. So yeah, it's kind of gnarly, like a black mouth.
Like, yeah.
It's like staring into the abyss, man. You're just going to die, and that's where you're going, to blackness. All right, so a little bit about their bite. So their speed paired with their venom makes it widely considered the deadliest snake in the world. It has one of the most powerful snake venoms of any snake. Just 2 drops can kill a human within a few hours.
2 drops?
2 drops, bro. And I'm sure they put more than 2 drops.
Honestly, that's crazy. That's insane. 2 drops.
Damn, Jaeger, you're sounding real sober over there. So, the venom shuts down the nervous system and paralyzes the victims until they die. Paralyzed until you die. There is an anti-venom, but before there was an anti-venom, a bite from the black mamba was nearly 100% fatal. Pretty much everybody died.
Certain death.
So if you got bit, you were fucked. So where these snakes are located, access to this anti-venom is rare, so it's still 75% fatal when someone's bitten.
3 in 4 die.
That's gnarly, huh?
Are you the lucky one?
Yeah. I mean, they're probably rich and like live in cities instead of like...
No, if they were rich, they wouldn't be near it.
Well, maybe.
No.
You don't think it goes into towns?
No.
So you think it's a correlation?
Yeah, definitely.
You should test that out. Second round of trivia. Jaeger, you ready?
Jaeger McBulgy. Reporting for duty.
McBulgy's going to take a shot at it. All right. What type of snake has the longest fangs? All right. A, king cobra. B, diamondback rattlesnake. C, gaboon viper. Or D, pit viper.
Pitbull? Those all sound real badass.
Honestly, yeah, they're pretty fucking sick.
So I did a little research project.
Oh, you're out here on snakes.
So I'm gonna go with A.
The king cobra. Final answer.
I'm not sure, but I'm gonna, you know.
All right.
Gus says it, so I'm not gonna go with it. I'll go with it.
And you would be incorrect, so thank you for taking the shot off my hands, buddy.
Here you have Jaeger.
Come on, bruh. No.
Jaeger.
No.
Jaeger McBullish, come on, go.
No.
Let's go, Jaeger Meister.
Can't do it.
Come on, you signed a waiver.
It's a Wednesday.
You signed the waiver.
Okay.
You have to do it.
Hand it over, buddy.
That's what I like to hear. No chaser, are you fucking... Ugh. I don't know who takes shots like that. I don't even know.
No wanking.
Alright, so the answer was C. Gaboon Viper. What a
how long?
Name. Alright.
The snake.
So, a typical 6-foot snake of this type will have, on average, 2-inch long fangs.
Oh, that's a bad ratio.
Bro.
6 feet, 2 inch?
Dude, that would hurt. 2 inches?
You think that's big?
For fangs?
Oh.
I mean, yeah, that would hurt. And they also produce the most venom of any venomous snake in the world. So I feel like that would not be fun to get bit by either, but it wasn't on the list of deadliest. It must not bite
humans. That's real long.
Real long.
Baboon.
Gaboon.
Oh, Gaboon.
Gaboon.
Where do they live?
You know what I'm saying? Huh?
Where do they live?
I didn't go that deep, bro. It was just a trivia question.
You always gotta go deeper.
Like you said, I'm not a snake expert.
I'm sorry.
You like it deep?
Deep conversations are cool.
Yeah.
Dirty-minded listeners out there. All right. So, how we end each show is a little game of Would You Rather. I'm going to ask each of you guys, would you rather come across a coastal taipan or a black mamba if you were in the wild?
I'll figure out the black mamba.
That's what you want to go across?
The name is really close to mambo, and you know, Kali is really good at dancing. So I think I could get away with it.
It's debatable.
If I start moving my...
If it bites my implants?
Ooh.
The tree might live.
Yeah, I just put my eyes in front.
But dude, she's pregnant right now, man.
Yeah. Party with us.
Ooh. All right, what about you, Jaeger?
I'm going with option A, man.
You're going with the coastal Taipan?
I don't want to get bit by something whose mouth is black. Yeah, that's like, that's like a freaking movie shit.
Honestly, right, dude, man. Google it. That shit looks actually scary, man. Like, I was kind of scared.
You were kind of scared?
Yeah, that was a little scary, bro. All right, so
Is that the night you were outside with your little blanket?
You didn't see me outside with the snakes? I agree, though. I would rather come across the coastal Taipan. Just
no doubt, man.
Less sketchy.
No doubt.
Trying to live. And they don't kill people anymore. Cardi's the only crazy person. All right, you guys got any final thoughts on some snakes? Do you guys know people who have pet snakes?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
Like little garden snakes.
You have pet snakes?
Or no, I don't have pet snakes.
Isn't that... It's weird.
No, it's kind of weird, yeah.
You touch them, you think they're slimy, but they're not slimy. How do they move? Do you guys ever wonder how they even move?
Yeah, they move like...
Muscles.
Masago? No, but like...
Masago.
It's weird. They don't have legs or arms. They just kind of go.
Yeah, just go on the floor and try moving like them and you can move.
Try right now, dude. I bet you won't move like 3 inches.
I'd move like 8.
Damn. Let's see it go.
Minus a couple.
Everyone's cheering you on. Nah, I'm just playing. But thank you guys for joining me. You know, it's been fun.
I really don't think you can move that much.
I hope you enjoy the jungle juice. Man, we'll try it right after we end this podcast. Don't worry, guys. I'll post a video. YouTube famous. But again, thank you guys for listening to the third episode of Jungle Juice. I hope you return.
Don't forget, like and subscribe, baby.
Yes, please.
Swipe up
for more content. That in.
Swipe up.
You see all the episodes on the BuzzFeed network. Or BuzzFeed. Jesus. Basement Buzz. You get that right one of these days. And thank you.